Yeah, turn right up this branch right here. This is goes up the old Thomas Cemetery where my great-grandfather was buried and his wife. He was the guerrillas, took him out of his home on a Sunday morning in 64, before the war was over with him. Led him around down up here and shot him, left him laying in the road. Grandmother following along behind him. No, he was just a Union sympathizer. He wasn't a Union man. Guerrillas were, they were not rebel soldiers. They were rebel sympathizers. They were more or less marauders, stealing and killing. Someone they didn't like, well, they'd take him out and kill him. I turn across this bridge right here. Bridges are not here when they brought him up here to bury him. It was a sad old day, of course, for the family. Haul him up here in a wagon. Pull up a team of horses, maybe a team of steers. This is what they call the Thomas Cemetery. I don't know where it got its name. It seemed to be a common burying ground. This cemetery had all grown up. Some of the stones was falling over. Alton Jenkins and I, a cousin of mine who was born up here in Jones's Cove, came up here and he came back later and we straightened up the stones and molded it off and it's been kept up nice ever since. Considered it's an abandoned, you might say abandoned cemetery. They still may bury one once in a while, but I don't know how long it's been since they have. This D.L. Williams, born in 1821, the guerrillas killed him in August of 64, was my grandfather, my great-grandfather. His name was Dillard Williams. My grandfather's name was William Dillard Williams. He was born in 1844 and died in 1908. And this is her great-grandmother, Julie Ann Williams, born in 1818, died in 1898. It's repeated as a sad old day when they hauled my grandfather up here, great-grandfather, being murdered with a bunch of guerrillas. Of course, it's during the Civil War. The war was still going on, and my grandfather was away from home in the Army. He's left my grandmother with four or five daughters and one son yet, and they eventually burned her home. Be out of the mud, and no hills. Now the Allens lived up in this section. My grandfather's mother was raised up in this section, and her father was killed by the guerrillas. Shot him down running across the road. They captured him once before and he got away from him. A guard was riding a horse, guarding him, and walking along the road, kind of got separated from the rest of the people. He grabbed the guard's gun and knocked him off of the horse and ran off and left him. So from then on, of course, he was hot after him, and after him and saw him run across the road and he shot him. He ran across the road and killed him. Of course, those guerrillas were Confederate sympathizers, rebel sympathizers. They were not soldiers. They were just sympathizers. They marauded, killed, burned, stole. Had practically no law at that time during the war, of course. In Sevier County, had the same thing happen about 1900 with another bunch. They called themselves the Whitecaps. They did the same thing. It started out as this is the old web place right here now. Let's see. You're right around up here now. It's where my grandfather was born and used to live, right around up that hollow there, over a ridge, and they got him there one Sunday morning. My the old road went up over these little knobs right here. And my father showed me one little place where the old road used to be. You could see it at that time. Where they shot him and left him laying there on the road with my grandfather following along behind him. Or she took care of him. Said she dreamed just a few nights before that that he'd been killed and the blood was running off of one of his fingers. Says when she got to him, well, just exactly that way. He was bleeding and blood running off one of his fingers. I'd bought this corn from him and I'd stopped the house. He was right outside. Getting the back to the death of my great-grandfather that the guerrillas killed during the Civil War. He's living up there in the hills of Sevier County. He'd been scouting out. I don't know how long, hiding out in the hills. And this one Sunday morning he'd come in, of course, to get a little something to eat and maybe get a little rest. He's sitting at the window cleaning his pistol, he said. He heard horses running, men hollering, shouting, coming up the holler toward his house, and he figured the holler was full of guerrillas, so he didn't want to cause any disturbance out at the house, figured they'd burn them down. So he dropped his pistol on the outside and came on up to just two men there. Of course, they let him off down there with my grandfather following him and shot him and left him laying in the road. Well, if he'd known it was just the two men there, of course, he'd have fought it out with them. But then he figured that there were several of them and wasn't in need of trying to fight them.